A freaky bear attack. The plane. More on that search. We're not done with it yet. People's patience and frustration rather high just off the coast of Perth, Australia. And in the meantime, in Kansas City, boy, a quiet suburb had its Sunday shattered with a now white supremacist who's been charged with hate crimes in this Kansas City Jewish Center killings. Crazy, crazy stuff that we're going to get to here on this version of America Tonight as we kick it off this week and tell you that, boy, it's crazy as well what's going on with the weather. Snow in Chicago, somebody was telling me. I mean, not the kind where they're unburying themselves for a very, very long time, but still snow in Chicago. In Dallas, Texas, it went from 80 the day before to 45. What in the world is going on? Here's what the president had to say about three people being killed outside a Jewish community center in Overland, Kansas.
Nobody should have to worry about their security when gathering with their fellow believers. No one should ever have to fear for their safety when they go to pray. As Americans, we not only need to open our hearts to the families of the victims, we've got to stand united against this kind of terrible violence which has no place in our society. We have to keep coming together across faiths to combat the ignorance and intolerance, including anti-Semitism, that can lead to hatred and to violence.
All right, and here's what the deal is. I'm going to give you all the details of this. So first, the three that were killed. This again, I set it up. White supremacist in jail for this. Had long ties to the Ku Klux Klan. At one point was a Grand Dragon and founded the White Patriot Party in the 1980s. So to the people that were killed, that happened to be at this Jewish community center nearby. Terry Lamano, 53 years old, from Kansas City, killed at the Village Shalom assisted living facility in Overland Park. She was Catholic. Reet Griffin Underwood, 14 years old, his grandfather, William Lewis Corporan, 69, killed. This happened around 1 o'clock outside the Jewish community center. Reet was auditioning for a singing contest. He was a freshman at a local high school. His grandfather was a doctor. Both of them, by the way, were Methodists. So the man who had his sights, it seems, on killing some Jewish people outside the Jewish community center, messed up from that point of view, should have never killed anyone, shot anyone anyway. But now that narrow scope of the hate crime is definitely here. He's going to face hate crime charges in federal court because it's based on the allegations that he was motivated by bias. That's what the U.S. attorney in Kansas is saying, that they're in a good place from an evidence standpoint. They're going to present the case to a grand jury soon. The FBI is involved. They're investigating everything that they can. There's actually two investigations going on, because that's what you would really have to have this backup with, the hate crime thing. Frazier Glenn Miller, 73 years old, from Aurora, Missouri. That's the guy who allegedly pulled the trigger and faces those charges. So they're trying to unearth every piece of evidence that they can find. He's made statements to the people who are investigating, but they're not talking about what he said. But he definitely had deep anti-Semitic and racist statements in his background that there's proof of, and that's all bubbling to the surface. I think it's incredibly sad on so many levels. One, that anyone would be killed anyway in this situation going into these centers. But the fact that the ironic thing, the twist in this for him, is if that's what his sights were set on doing, which is why the evidence to try to charge him in this, he definitely didn't do what he set out to do. And they're talking about whether or not to seek the death penalty here. So they got 20, the Overland Park Police, 28 emergency calls after they heard the shots, after people heard the shots. And some of them, you know, they had immediately descriptions of the car, and the good thing there is because they had the shooter's car, the cops were able to arrest him pretty quickly. And so in this case, there was no killing himself, any of that kind of stuff. They're still asking people with any information to call the FBI that were there around the Jewish Community Center because they might have heard or seen something that would be useful to them. And you think of what a holy week this was, whether you're talking about Jewish people in Passover or whether you're talking about Christians and the holiest week of all ending in Easter on Sunday. What a just a terrible, terrible thing. So what you heard there, the president was speaking at an Easter prayer breakfast at the White House, and he was saying that the government's going to do whatever they need to support the investigation. You know, and he didn't have as many details even at that point. So, you know, the Holocaust Museum, the National Museum, sent condolences to the victims and the families of the shooting and to the people that were shook up at the Jewish Community Center and the retirement home. And, I mean, just, man, unbelievable. Very, very sad when I heard that. I just said, wow, you got to be kidding me. And it goes back to that same thing that I always say here on America Tonight. How is it now we have in schools, in churches, in synagogues, in any religious places of worship, you know, in workplaces, it's just unbelievable the things that people are doing. It's that people used to do these kind of things and you'd shake your head and were disgusted and, you know, too bad they weren't caught in time or whatever, or is it just that it's a mad, mad world and it's just gotten worse? And, you know, I think it's a little bit of both, actually. I think it's a little bit of both there. So an awful way to kick off what is really a special time for all religious people, no matter what they believe, because of what the week represents and how terrible for the families who now have to work on funerals. And including, you know, burying a grandfather and his grandson. Oh, not expecting that. Not thinking that they were targets of a sniper's rifle somewhere. Just getting out in a normal suburban situation, getting out of cars, getting out of trucks, and not realizing that that was even a possibility of happening. Not having any clue of that happening. All right, I mentioned the weather, and quickly I'm going to say this at the top. It's wild, the kind of weather that we've seen to start off the week. There was a crazy thunderstorm that ripped through Mississippi. I know some of you are listening to me there, and they say that there were like 20 to 25 campers in a trailer area that were damaged, that just had that straight line winds that are so awful in a Gulf Coast community area there. And I know that in Jackson County, and I know people are listening to us there, in Gaultier, Mississippi, it's a bit brutal. They actually were able to rescue one person. There's rain and floods, and boy, take care. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bozold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.9760. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.4477, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's 1344-77, 672-38, and 336-19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
America tonight. We got to lighten the load, right? So lightening the load means what's your favorite throwback movie? You know, like from the 80s or 90s, perhaps. That movie that comes on, excuse me, where you may have a copy of it, but you're held captive by TNT or whatever channel you happen to have on when you're just a couch potato laying there. And you've seen this movie a ton of times and you watch it again and again and again. Everybody has one. I know it. I know you have one. Your throwback movie. We're going to talk about it for a very specific reason coming up in our third segment. Also, if you want to flip me an email, there's still time. I'm going to check the mailbag in our last segment. Just go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in. Just like that. Just like that. And happy Easter week to those of you celebrating Easter, and happy Passover to those celebrating Passover, because that kicked off on Monday. Can you imagine, close your eyes for a second and imagine suddenly you're being dragged by a bear? Of all the things that can happen, to me that would be one of the most frightening things. And here's the reason why. This is not a woman, because the woman got attacked by the bear. I'm setting it up. It's in Florida. She wasn't camping. So she wasn't out there camping, roughing it, a bear approaches her. No. What happened was the bear came into her open garage door, sifted through her can, searching for food. And she said there was as many as 5 bears of different sizes that were rooting through her trash when she walked into the garage. A black bear dragged her from inside the garage out to her driveway, leaving her with scrapes and cuts to her face and her legs all over the place. She escaped, ran back into her house. Her husband called 911, and then she, of course, was taken to a hospital for treatment. Okay, so I have, like, a couple of questions here. If you're hearing bears, if you're hearing weird noises in your garage because you've left the garage door open, I don't know. There's something about going into the garage in that circumstance. Would you go into the garage? And if I'm there with my husband, am I the one that gets to go in the garage? Yeah, you go. I'm watching the game. You go ahead. Yell out if you have a problem. What? I mean, that's like my first problem with this story. And she really was attacked. I saw pictures of her. It was kind of brutal. So, and she's lucky, actually. I mean, you know, the bears could have killed her. So Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, they sent out a spokesperson, because everybody wanted to know about this, said that several bears had attacked the woman, and that the bears were observed in the area, but only one bear was really responsible for the injuries, because there's all kinds of, it's like telephone game, there's all kinds of exaggerated stories and whatnot that were coming out of that. So, they couldn't confirm the whole multiple bear thing. They said it was one. But it came Saturday night. It came on the same day, her encounter, that they warned that black bears and their cubs have started moving around in search of food after the winter. So they told people, you know, you got to use bear-resistant trash cans to prevent this kind of thing from happening, because they look for food. They show up. If they can't find food in your neighborhood, they move on. Boy, you hear these stories of these attacks. And like I said, to me, why you're hearing this, the bears, okay, you know that this is the whole garage thing and your garbage. I think you'd want to keep it in your closed garage. Although, I guess if it's hot, that smell would be brutal. But they do have the cans that you can have that would just completely would shut out the bears. The fact, though, that they heard this noise and she went out, I don't get it. Get the bear-proof trash cans. Don't overload it. Just get them and then move on from there. Wouldn't that be just easier? Do it that way instead. And for goodness sake, why leave your garage door open? Is that a good thing anyway? Just hanging out, just flipping open the garage. I mean, what are you, spring cleaning, and then you decided you would take a few moments off to watch reruns of Revenge or something? I mean, I don't understand that in the first place. But it is a creepy story, and the pictures of her definitely illustrate that. All right, I want to mention this, too, about the total lunar eclipse. A blood moon starts at 1:58 Eastern Time. How cool is that? It's the beauty of America tonight. We are live, baby, and we're talking about it right now. So the moon turns a copper red, basically, for more than an hour, at least, overnight. It's part of what I just said, the lunar eclipse. And in Dallas and Denver, especially two of the big places you'll be able to see it, is very, very cool. And they're going to see it for a year and a half. There's four different times you could possibly see it. It's a very rare thing to get a shot at that, to get a shot at seeing a blood red moon. As we kind of do a little odds and ends on you, the search for Flight 370, the missing 777, the giant planes that so many of us have stumbled onto and you just don't even think twice about, just vanishing in thin air. They say that the co-pilot's cell phone was on. So they see little details are coming out of this. The phone of the first officer on that flight was on and made contact with a cell tower in Malaysia about the time the plane disappeared from radar. That's now what we know. And they say that, so you look at the tower, is about 250 miles from where the flight's transponder sent that last signal that they detected. And the details are kind of sketchy, but they reaffirm the suggestions based on the radar and satellite stuff that we've been hearing, that the plane was off course and was probably flying low enough to get a signal from a cell tower. So that's another revelation. The first officer, what, was trying to make a call when the plane was flying. For what reason, though? Was there some problem? You know, what was the reason for that? Pilots are supposed to shut off their cell phones before they get out of the gate. So pretty rare to have a cell phone on in the cockpit. So what does that mean? See, it just adds to the mystery of it. Just call Ed Snowden. Perhaps he knows how we can find out that information. I mean, seriously, with all the data mining that's going on, they can get some, I think they could find some more specifics, maybe, perhaps, with this. So the phone, well, whoever's cell phone it wasn't off. It was the co-pilot, so it was his phone. So why was that happening? So the plane goes missing, and They searched, that was one of the first things they did, they searched millions of phone records looking for any evidence that calls were made from the plane. But we heard the search turned up nothing, and now suddenly they've got this. They're still trying to find the plane, the 239 people aboard it, you know, looking in the southern Indian Ocean. You know this by now, off of the coast of Perth, Australia. They sent, the U.S. is chipping in, the U.S. Navy contracted submersible diving, basically, toward the sea ocean. So the underwater machine, the U.S. is powering that. And they're saying that they're looking for to map the first portion of the search area, 16 hours to map, 4 hours travel time to just above the ocean floor and back, and 4 hours for analysts to examine what they've gathered. And they've got a built-in safety feature for this underwater search vehicle because of how far down it goes. Almost 15,000 feet. And it's, the parameters of what they can do and what they can search is pretty amazing. Bluefin 21, it's called. And it'll be it's in the water for the first time in this whole 38-day search. And they're listening and looking and trying to figure out whatever they can and see what they can bring up that may give them more clues as to what's happened here. But so far, the Boeing 777, Zippo. I mean, they found the oil slick, and they were saying, hey, the oil slick, it could have come from it. So they took a sample of the oil slick to analyze it to see if it was from that plane, and because they're saying it could slowly be dripping up to the surface from the slick, so it might just be from the hydraulics or whatever else it is. They don't know, but there are plenty of oil slicks. I've seen them many, many times when I was a kid. In the Atlantic Ocean, when we were out deep blue fishing or whatever, we certainly saw them. So it doesn't necessarily mean anything. But the pings are gone for now, anyway. The pings are gone. And they just, you know, this whole sadness is prolonged for these people. It'd be great if they did find some shred of evidence, but I don't think they find that plane. I don't think so. All right, we're taking you back in time. You can tell us, throwback movie time, your favorite throwback movie from the 80s or 90s, next on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that.
All right, I used to love this movie, Say Anything. If you go back in time, 25 years ago, Say Anything came out, 1989. Wow. Romantic comedy written and directed by Cameron Crowe. It was his debut. I didn't even realize it was his debut. John Cusack was one of the main actors, and you just heard him there. And the story takes place in Seattle, Washington. You got an average student, an aspiring kickboxer, who's trying to have a relationship with a valedictorian who is supposed to go off to study in England and is going to be there by the end of the summer. So it's that whole exploration of two very different people in high school and the high school love thing. And I'll tell you what, it just brought me back thinking when I heard today that it was 25 years ago that movie came out. And this is a movie that I would watch if it just came on and I had time to burn, which is not often, but if I didn't, it was one of those laying around days, I would watch it, even though I have a copy of it, which is so silly, and you wouldn't have to wait through all the commercials and whatever else. I would probably just still keep it on. You know, it's interesting because my favorite throwback movie, and I'm offering you a chance to lighten the load and throw in your favorite movie from the 80s or 90s, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Mine is Bull Durham. We can't even really play a clip of Bull Durham because there's so much you have to bleep out of that movie if you remember. It's not quite like the 500 F-bombs of DiCaprio and crew in The Wolf of Wall Street, but there was a lot of swearing in it. I forgot about that. You remember this whole minor league team thing and, you know, it also has its romantic comedy moments in it, and it's the whole minor league experience thing, and it depicts what that's like, and it follows three different lives. There's the, you know, the Crash Davis character, Kevin Costner, who's now out in that new movie, Draft Day, has done a bunch of sports movies. And then there's the minor leaguer and the whole crazy, hapless team. And it really touched a nerve. Bull Durham was a very, very popular movie as well. I think that that's interesting. They shot it like on a $9 million budget. It was an eight-week shoot. That's it. And they had all these cast members like Susan Sarandon and Kevin Costner and, you know, a bunch of really talented, well-known actors. They, Tim Robbins was in it, and Trey Wilson was in it, and a whole bunch of them. And they didn't, they took less money to do the movie, but it was, I mean, it's listed as one of the top 25 sports movies, certainly of all time. And at that moment in time, it was a commercial success. It grossed over $50 million just in the United States, well above its budget. And it was a big critical success. Sports Illustrated at one point named it the greatest sports movie of all time. And it's certainly on most of the lists. It has that whole lore of the veteran minor league player who's sent down for the purpose of helping a rookie hotshot. And it's that whole idea of what happens and when you're in that in-between and you're not going into the pros and, yeah, just a whole bunch of other interesting themes around it. But it was great. And, of course, Bull Durham, nicknamed for Durham, North Carolina. So how about that? Matt, what about your favorite throwback movie from the 80s or 90s, especially given your age? In the 90s, you would have been a kid, and that was the heyday of some of the movies, some of the good movies, I think, that came out.
Well, when you were talking about baseball movies, I immediately thought of Major League. That was a really good one for
like
me.
Major.
And every time that's on, I find myself watching parts of it because I've seen it so many times. But when you first brought this to my attention, I kind of thought of Better Off Dead, too. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
With John Cusack as well.
I haven't seen that in
but
a long time.
There's so many kind of inside, ironic, satire jokes in that movie that I really like. But I think the one movie that's always on that I always watch is this one.
Well, I hate to bring it up because I know you got enough pressure on you already. But we agreed to get married as soon as you won your first case. Meanwhile, 10 years later, my niece, the daughter of my sister, is getting married. My biological clock is ticking like this. And the way this case is going, I ain't never getting married.
I love it. My cousin Vinny.
Yep.
Oh, what a great movie that is. They are so over the top New York-y, and that movie was hilarious. That's like came out like 92, so you would have been like 10 years old or however old, maybe not even.
You can always find that movie on, too. I mean, I feel like a lot of these classic movies you can find on some cable station at least once a month.
Yeah, that was good. That movie was so funny. There's so many. I think what it is about some of the late 80s and the 90s is the writing of the movies was good. There was a lot of sarcastic, over-the-top innuendo or sort of blatantly in-your-face writing that was so crisp, especially with romantic comedies that weren't as cheeseball-y, or maybe they were, but there was something in it that you could resemble sarcasm and craziness. But there was some really good movies, and that's one of them, absolutely. That's a classic. Yeah, that movie is, Matt's right, that movie comes out every year. You can catch it all over the place, My Cousin Vinny, and there's great, that's what it is. It's the great one-liners. It's the movie liners that you can, the movie lines that you can pull out of it that you can't, you know, it's funny, too, My Cousin Vinny, James Rebhorn, who was from Homeland, he was the dad in Homeland, had a role in My Cousin Vinny, too. He just died not too long ago, 65.
He was the tire expert.
Yes. Yeah, he was in that movie, and he was funny in that movie. He's just that character actor, and that was another one of his credits. He had a good little slice in that movie. But, My Cousin Vinny was just great. Joe Pesci had a lot of lines in that, and it had the classic, they're in the South, the over-the-top New York, almost thugs, you know, the goofs and the crazy things that happened in it. You know, it's funny, too, about that movie, and I don't know this with Bull Durham. I bet you could probably go out with 8 weeks to film it. There were probably a lot of interesting things in this. But there are people that put blogs together and stuff over mistakes that are made in the movie when they don't realize a scene that somebody had something different on or something was different. And they had a couple of deliberate mistakes. And one of them, the film is supposed to be in Alabama, but it was shot in Georgia. And they say you can see that when Vinny and Mona are pulling into town and they're turning left. In the shot, you can see the Georgia State Highway road sign off in the distance. So how about that? And then there is the scene where Matt was talking about the tire thing, where Vinny's changing the tire and slips in the mud, and they show him behind the door. When the camera cuts back, he's in front of the door in the mud. So there's a couple of different things, but that movie is just classic. I mean, just classic. And it's funny, too, when you look, if you were just to look it up in whatever search engine you use, it says, and I just did this a while ago after Matt said that, you look up and it says comedy and crime. So comedy and crime. And, you know, Rotten Tomatoes can be rough on movies if you ever look at their rating system. And Rotten Tomatoes gave it 84%. 84%. But that's a good one. Classic, I think, 90s movie. And another handful of movies that I would think of that come to my mind when I'm sitting there, if I would watch it. I know Forrest Gump comes on a lot and people watch that. And I know this movie can be brutal watching for some people, but I still like some of the scenes from Pulp Fiction. I'll tell you one movie in the 90s I will not rewatch ever. I saw it one time, Titanic. I just, too over the top for me. And we all know the ending in the Titanic, don't we? I would also say that if I was just clearly looking like in the 90s, probably I would put on the list Silence of the Lambs. I think that was good. Back to the Future. The last Back to the Future was in the 90s, like 1990, I want to say. And another one that I watched, which maybe it's because I had, you know, a lot of young kids around me, but Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which they're coming back to the big screen, believe it or not. So if you have kids or grandkids, you might be going to see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles again, the modern version of it. And if we went to like the mid-80s, there's no question the classic movie for me, absolutely hands down, well, there's really two of them, would be The Breakfast Club and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Still to this day, they say Matthew Broderick, he'll walk down the street in New York or wherever where he lives.
Ferris Bueller, that's a great one, too.
It's a great movie.
People, that one's also on all the time, too.
It is. And people will yell out to him, Bueller, Bueller, which is hilarious. But there's a lot of, that follows into the Vinny thing, where there's a lot of lines that you remember from that movie that are just, like I said, absolutely classic. All right, so we're checking the mail next here on America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Tonight, as we're rounding the bend here, we have tons of emails to get to. Thank you so much. Once again, the mailbag is flooded, so let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Skip, who says, Kate, I was glad to hear just a short while ago when I turned into your program. I've been listening to it on GCN, streaming it, actually, and bravo to them for picking you up. About the whole blood moon thing, it is an interesting phenomenon, and I know that I will be looking for it in the sky as I live just outside of Denver. I have not seen it quite yet. Maybe by the time you read this email, we will be in full red mode, if you know what I mean. But thanks for pointing that out to people. I agree with you. It's a very, very cool thing and has many, many meanings, to be sure. Now we move on to this one from Miller, who says, Kate, was so sad to learn on Sunday when I was driving around with my kids about the shootings in Kansas. The fact that a 14-year-old was shot, he was with his grandfather, and then somebody else who's completely innocent gunned down, and the fact that the guy who's going to be charged with the crimes has massive ties to the KKK, and it's looking like a hate crime thing. I hope they nail him to the wall. They had no idea what was coming their way, no way to defend themselves, and just happened to be at the wrong place when this nut decided he was going to react to the people at the Jewish Community Center in the parking lot, and lo and behold, he doesn't shoot any Jewish people anyway, which would have been awful if he had, regardless. But I hope they nail him to the wall. This is a case where the hate crime really does apply, and this is the time to use it without a doubt. Yeah, it's depressing, isn't it? And it's really shattered that pretty close community. That family was close, and the mother has spoken out a bunch of times now about it because, I mean, it's good for her. I think it's just so tragic. Maybe it's helpful to say, listen, this is what my son was like. This is my father. I thought he was having a heart attack, thought he had a heart attack when I was shocked when I pulled up. And it is unbelievably sad, unspeakable. I mean, just now on what would be normally a holy week, they're burying people. That's what's happening. They're holding funerals. All of a sudden, they're foisted into that. You know, no one knows what life will bring, but that certainly wasn't what they were expecting. And I agree. I hope they nail this Fraser Glenn Miller to the wall for this. And luckily, they caught him because he's going to face those murder counts for sure. And it could be the death penalty, too. They're actually talking about that. Got another one on the same thing. This one from Austin, listening in Florida. And he says, Kate, this murder deal in Kansas City is just unspeakable and a terrible time for that to happen. But regardless, it doesn't matter when it happened. A guy that sits in a bush or a tree or behind a car with a rifle laying in wait just to shoot innocent people is a bottom feeder, and worse, things I can't say in this email to do to any innocents. And it's very, very sad, which once again brings up the whole idea of people having the ability to use concealed and carry weapons. Yeah, here's the thing, though. In this case, listen, it's a Sunday early afternoon, just barely after lunch. You're out. You're at this community center for whatever reason. You're visiting someone at the other side of it where it's an assisted living thing, you know, assisted living facility, or you're going to the center itself. You're not looking for that, really. You're just not looking for it. I mean, I don't know that in this case that would have helped. And remember, there's another person involved in this, and it was Terry Lamano, who was killed at the Village Shalom, which is, as I mentioned, that assisted living place in Overland Park. And she was Catholic, by the way. So the whole idea of who was being shot here, it was not, I guess, what the aim was. And I hope they do the death penalty thing. The idea that the concealed and carry would have made a difference, I don't know here, because I think it was boom, boom, that's it. And it was just a few people. I don't think they would have been able to draw that quickly. But I agree that people should be able to defend themselves. I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment because I don't think you take rights away whether I have a gun or not. And I just don't think you do that. Then maybe it would have made a difference. But a doctor and his grandson killed outside the center, I mean, whew, wow. Okay, here's one that is in a different direction. And this one is from Brenda, who says, Kate, this whole thing with the flight, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist and jump on that bandwagon, but it seems to me that there's some things that I don't think we're being told. And when it's all said and done, that plane's not surfacing. They can search as much as they want. I really don't believe they're going to find any piece of that plane. And if they do, I don't think it's happening anytime soon. It's going to be like that one flight that took forever to find any piece of. I hate to tell the families those people are gone, but where and what specifically happened, there could be something much more mysterious connected to it. It is a strange deal, and yes, over a body of water that's very, very deep, it's not unbelievable to think that it's plunged in for whatever reason, but I don't think that it's going to be an easy find by any stretch of your imagination or mine or anybody else's for that matter. I think it's a question of when are they going to call this off. Well, I don't think they're going to officially ever call it off in the near future, like to say, okay, we're done. We can't find it. We're done. And there's going to be some remnants of a search crew, but how many are going to be dedicated to this? That number will shrink. I mean, already they've spent a ton of money blowing through money to try to find it, you know, to try to find the plane, but they have not found the plane. Finding pings and finding oil slicks and everything else that you could imagine that might surround it, but not the plane itself. Not the plane itself. So I don't know. I do not believe they're going to find it. I still stick by that. I still think that they're not going to find it. Here's one from Doris who says, Kate, I've never actually sent you an email, but I listen to the show. I have different hours, so sometimes I listen live, sometimes I download your show. And I will tell you this, that what's very strange to me is what's happening in the Ukraine. I think that Putin is going to snap up every piece of territory he can, and I don't think anybody's going to do anything about it. The protesters are giving him more ammunition, and I think we're going to see demonstrators and hear about people getting beaten and some other things. But in the gist of this, in the long run anyway, I think that this is what happens. I think Putin, who can keep saying he's trying to keep calm there and keep the troops on the border, will eventually end up having another referendum vote or whatever they call it. And I think the population will go the way possibly of Russia, because it's very, very fragile there in some of those eastern areas. It's been fascinating to watch what's happening. It has been, but depressing for the people who want their freedom and they don't want to go down this path. And I don't think it's going to be okay if you want to, if you're pro-Russia and you're holding buildings hostage and you're going after people or whatever. You know, they've got the presidential elections set for May 25th, and I think that's the push. Like, hurry up, we got to get in there. And what can we do to break this up? Because they're trying to get to that finish line and have that election. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.